All right, welcome everybody back to Chairgating. This is episode 12. No more Roman numerals, just 12. Mm-hmm. Right, Jay?
You committed to that, so I'm going to hold you to it.
I'm doing it. Here we go. Episode 12, let's get into it. All right, so it's finally here. For everybody that's listened so far, we commend you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a fan. But now it's actually football season. We actually have things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. Maybe. I feel like, honestly, the offseason was probably where we had most stuff to talk about.
That's true.
Now we actually have to watch these games and break them down.
Yeah, and just do what like every other person that does this is talking about.
Unfortunately.
At least before this, we were creative enough to think of just outrageous shit to talk about. Now we're just talking about the games like everybody else.
Yeah, it's pretty boring, honestly.
Yeah, so
I guess we'll find out.
You can hear our professional opinions. Rather than listen to the people that actually get paid to do this for a living, you can hear two guys that just love football and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And do way too much research for not getting paid, by the way.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad when you step with that.
It is kind of sad when you stop and look and you're like, these guys do, I would say, about as much research as the people that get paid to do this, but we don't get paid to do it.
Not quite that. I wish I had enough time to do that, but yeah, no, trust me. If I had the time and the resources to do what they were doing, yeah, no, for sure, not that much.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wish we got paid for this, so that's just kind of a shout out to SB Nation, Barstool,
Athlon.
Any of those websites that wants to pay us to podcast, to blog, this is a shout out to all of you.
The problem is that they each have their own podcast.
Right. We don't have to be your official one.
Yeah.
We don't have to be the official one. We'll just like write for you and then people on the side can listen to us.
Yeah, no, if you want to buy us out, like I know that we're probably a threatening entity to you right now.
Right.
So before this gets out of hand, you could just, you know, buy us off and we'll be out of your hair.
I mean, we'll keep doing it, but we would just be doing it for you now.
No, honestly, if someone paid me $1,000, I'd stop doing this.
Damn it.
500?
I would rather...
I'll negotiate against myself right now.
I would rather just get paid to do this, like, with a salary, like, on a regular basis. Like, this is just my job now.
That works, too. As long as you just
That's what I'm saying.
A number in front of my face.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, by the way, I know you're in grad school to become an engineer, but instead we'll just pay you like $40,000 a year to do this.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Oh, I would take like 20. I would take 20, so I'm negotiating against myself now, too.
All right, so should we talk about last week's games, or should we just step straight into week one?
Or should we just keep talking about how people should pay us to do this? I want to talk about, I definitely want to talk about last week's games. We've been posting it for everybody that is on our blog, whatever it is, wix.com/chairgating or some shit like that. Just Google it. I don't even know it. So anybody that's been following us on that knows that we're doing this whole new segment where we're doing weekly picks, and that's kind of Jay's thing. He's sending it to me to fill out, and I just let him do everything else.
Yeah, so it's up right now. It's probably going to be the format that we're going to be sticking with for the rest of the season. I describe this in more detail in the blog, but I'll post the upcoming games on Monday, and then we'll do some analysis. We'll break it down, and then we'll make our picks on the podcast, and I'll release our picks on the online version on Thursday.
Thursdays, yeah. I think Thursdays are good.
And so... I'm including the date, the home and away teams, and then the spread. We're not making these picks against the spread, but I just think that's kind of valuable. And then I'm even putting the network on there. Like, this is just a one-stop shop to find the game. It's like a TV guide. You just sit down in front of the TV, and then you can just have this up and see all the good games.
So essentially just no need to go anywhere else. Just follow our blog.
Like I said, one-stop shop. The selection process, as I detailed in the last episode, it's any game that's under a touchdown spread, but there are a few exceptions if I think that a game's kind of worthy of inputting in there. Like, not to get ahead of myself, but the BYU-LSU game, I feel like I couldn't leave that out, even though LSU's a 2-touchdown favorite.
Right. There was a few games that you didn't put on there. I was a little upset you didn't put on Oklahoma State-Tulsa, but we'll get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that later. Do you want to recap some of the games from Week zero?
Honestly, I was a little underwhelmed. I have to admit that I didn't watch a ton. I wasn't completely glued to the TV. But,
it's disappointing.
But the games that I was watching, other than Colorado State, Oregon State, I feel like there are, I mean, obviously Hawaii, UMass had a crazy ending.
The one game I couldn't watch.
I just feel like it lived up to the hype of week zero as a disappointing slate of games.
By the way, if anybody just now started hearing like a humming in the podcast, that's because my fucking AC, whenever it turns on, it's just this constant humming in the podcast recording. So I apologize. Like I said, we talked about this a few episodes ago. We surprisingly don't have our own private studios to record in. If you follow us on Instagram at Cheergatin, you can see on my story right now that I have set up a makeshift fort. Jay, you've seen the video. I sent it to you. It's pretty nifty, but it does not block the AC, so I apologize. Eventually,
I don't actually hear it, so unless my headphones just are bad, you might just have to add this whole piece out.
So, the one fucking game I couldn't get, because it was on, what, Network 11 Sports Network? I don't know, whatever it was.
Just making this up.
No, I looked it up, and that's what it was called. Sports Network 11. Yeah. Yeah, whatever it was. It was on some crazy network. It wasn't on ESPN like I hoped. So I couldn't watch the Hawaii UMass game. No fans came through. I asked for a login, and nobody sent me anything. So I couldn't watch that game, unfortunately. And that was the one that I really wanted to watch, because I thought Hawaii would just beat the shit out of them. But I think because of how far it was, like we were talking about in the last episode, it made it a close game, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that was the only factor of travel, because UMass was favored by 3 points, but it was definitely down to the wire. I mean, it was a last-minute touchdown pass.
I'm just surprised. I thought Hawaii was better than that this year, and I also assumed, like everyone else, that UMass is just like the worst team besides Texas
State. I think
State.
When you just put two completely trash teams on the same field together, like
right.
Anything could happen.
And Hawaii usually is, but I just, for some reason, I don't know. I read into it too much, I guess, without real first-hand knowledge. I thought maybe Hawaii would actually be good. I guess I was just reading reports, and they were just wrong. Maybe not. We'll see. It's yeah. So fucking early. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, 1 week. But it's good to have at least 1 week under their belt. So now we have something to base it off of, because the rest of these teams that we'll be going through for week one, it's just complete speculation.
Right. So it is nice to see the week zero teams that got to play, but at the same time, I feel like we're going to overhype some of them because we got to see them because they won a one game and we're like, oh, they looked good against Portland State. Maybe they'll beat LSU now.
No, they did. But on the same topic of teams that looked good was obviously Stanford.
I know it was
against Rice. And
who expected anything else?
Yeah, it was like a 31-point spread, but even given that spread, they did what they were supposed to do. They never even let Rice in the game. Like Stanford did what they needed to do to show that they are going to be a threat in the Pac-12.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this game showed that they're a threat in the Pac-12. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, they looked great, and I'm sure they will be a threat in the Pac-12, but I don't think the game against Rice proved that.
No, maybe not. I feel like they did everything they needed to do. And then on your point about BYU, I don't think they looked nearly as impressive as they should have.
That's true, but
going into this week, that's not looking too good for them against.
That's true, but they're playing
one of the most athletic teams in the country.
Right, they're playing LSU this weekend, and I think a lot of that had to do with them not wanting to show off a lot of their stuff.
How you think they're hiding their playbooks?
I think so. I think so. Absolutely. I think they were just trying some stuff out against Portland State. I think they're better than what you saw.
Honestly, yeah. I remember, super relatable, but watching an Ole Miss game a few years ago.
Oh, here we go.
Where they're playing some FCS school, and they had the big SEC opponent ahead of them. And I remember they played probably five offensive plays the entire game.
That's what I'm saying.
It's what coaches actually do.
Right. No, I think honestly BYU is better than what we saw. Do I think they're necessarily going to beat LSU? We'll get into that a little bit later. But I do think they are better than what we saw against Portland State. And anytime Portland State seemed like they were going to get close, BYU had forced an interception. They did something to just prevent Portland State from really coming into the game too much. I think that just shows that they're a lot better than what we think they are. Also, side note, today at work, somebody came in to kind of work part-time just to help out with some t-shirts that were ordered. And he actually is, or at least last year, he was a wide receiver for Stanford.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Was he white?
Yes. Tall white guy from Austin, Texas.
Of course.
Yep. Yep. Paxton.
That's so predictable.
Paxton, yeah. Really, really cool guy, too. Just kind of what you would expect. Really awesome guy. He, unfortunately, because of, like, multiple concussions, stuff like that, had to medically leave the team. I asked him, though, about David Shaw, because I really like that coach. And he said, you know, what do you think about him? And I said, well, I think he seems like a great coach. And he was like, he's better than what you think about him. He's that good of a guy.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, apparently he had to leave, like I said, for the medical reasons. He couldn't play anymore. And David Shaw made sure that he kept a full ride scholarship in Stanford without being on the team anymore.
Wow, that's great. That's really good to hear, because I don't mind Stanford being a really good program.
I don't either. I like the coach. The band is kind of annoying sometimes, but wacky enough to, you know.
The band?
Yeah.
That's your problem with them?
No, yeah. But, I mean, even this kid Baxton was just like, I asked him a few questions. Eventually, we just got to get him on the podcast because he said he wants to listen to it. Eventually, I'm just going to have him on here to talk a little bit about the pack, because neither of us, I feel like, are experts on the pack. But I asked him, what was your favorite place to play while you were there? And he said Cal. He said, it's closed in. The fans get crazy when Stanford comes in. And he said it's a lot better than when he played at Stanford, because he was like, it's called the library because everybody's over 70.
Wow, that's awesome. Did you tell him that you did a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, my boss did, because I couldn't stop talking to him about college football. I was just so intrigued. This kid was, playing on Stanford just last year. And my boss came out and she was like, so did he tell you that he does a podcast? And he's like, no. And then he said he seemed interested. So we'll see. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting too hyped up.
That'd be really cool if you could get him on.
I really think I could. I really, really think I could. So for all the listeners, future reference, I think we're going to get this kid on. He joked about like us knowing more about football than him. And I was like, come on, there's no way. But he was like, dude, I knew my routes. I knew what to look for quarterbacks and stuff like that. But he's like, to be honest, I don't know every single team. I don't know. So that was kind of an interesting take, too.
Interesting, like, yeah. That's like Southern Cali. That's that vibe.
Yeah. He's like, I know how to play the game. I know how to play my position. Do I know all the players on all the teams? Do I know all the coach? You know, he's like, no. You know, I didn't really keep up with everything else. It's just I know how to play the game. And that Stanford, it makes sense,
I might adopt Stanford as my
as your
my
official West pack Coast school. Team. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably not a very original thing to do. No. But
I'm thinking for me, it would be more like a Colorado or a Washington, personally.
I just thought about this right now, but let's adopt a school from each conference.
I love that idea.
Random.
Yeah, we're going to have to do this for the next episode. I kind of want to do some research, think about it. I'm not just going to...
I say we put our name in a random generator.
No, I can't do that. I can't support somebody if I pick a shitty school that I don't like.
Okay.
I want to pick one that I could like actually get behind, that I'm like, no, I like this school. Because okay, how about you
do
research. That,
I'll just do the random idea.
Nope. We're both going to do research.
No, I'm not doing God research. Damn it. I'll just tell you that I did research and then...
Yeah, that's absolutely what you're going to do. You're such a wonderful stats guy.
Well, this is actually a statistic because it's going to be random.
All right. Well, that just confused me.
Well, I guess that's more probability.
I don't know the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Okay, but the last game of the week that was actually on our ballot. By the way, we're both 2-0.
Yeah. not a tough one.
Colorado State. So. Colorado State looked pretty impressive. Their offense was definitely clicking, and that's the unit that's definitely going to be carrying them throughout the season.
Right.
But they looked good going into a pretty heated rivalry against Colorado this week.
Yeah. I just want to go on record and say that I was talking about Michael Gallup and Colorado State before it was cool. So I've been talking about them for a few weeks, hyping them up.
One of those dark horse teams in the offseason. This team's going to improve from 7 wins from last year.
That's true. So, just wanted to throw that out there. I've been saying this for a few weeks
now. It's not a mainstream dark horse team, but it's like if you know college football well, you knew that Colorado State was probably going to be improved.
Well, they definitely showed that they're improved. when going into this game, I did, you know, a preview weeks ago talking about what might happen in this game, and essentially I broke it down like Colorado State will come out and show that they really are the team that people are kind of expecting them to be, and maybe better, or Oregon State has made some progress and Colorado State stayed stagnant over the offseason. Obviously, Colorado State proved that they are good. They are a contender.
They beat, Mountain West.
Yes. They beat, yeah, in the Mountain West. They beat the shit out of a Pac team. Granted, they're getting a lot of credit for beating the shit out of a Pac team, but I think one thing people aren't really talking about, and I don't want to take away from their awesome win, but Oregon State might be the worst team in the Pac this year.
Yeah, so I guess you're just beating up on the run of the Pac-12.
Exactly, and I don't want to take away from that win because they really did show that they're a good team. They are a good team. There's no doubt about it. I think they're going to compete in their conference, you know, get into an awesome bowl game. Just based on one game. So I don't want to jump crazy to conclusions, but based on one game, they're going to win a national championship. No, but they did look good. They did look good, and I don't want to take away from that. But, yeah, you beat up on, you know, the shittiest school in that conference. That's only going to have a couple.
Of them. Yeah, definitely
right.
One of them.
They're only going to have, you know, like 4 wins this season, in my opinion. And maybe I'm totally wrong, and they are a, you know, pretty good Pac team. And Colorado State's really that good. It's hard to tell after watching one game. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, do you think they'll start out the season 2-0 against the Pac-12?
No, I don't. We're going to get... Do you want to start that right now?
I guess we can, yeah. Well, that
this is a
that
perfect
was
feeder. Yeah, this is a perfect... Wow, that was a perfect feeder into week one. I'd love to talk about this game. What do you have on this game, though, Jay?
Not a ton, honestly. I know that
Well, who's
that
your
Colorado...
pick? Should we go through and just... Or do you just want to say... Okay, we'll start with this one. Who did you pick for this
game?
We've
got 17 games, so I'd like to like go through briefly and just say our pick. But some of these games I'd like to actually go into more
Stop
detail. This
talk
is probably
about.
One of them.
Yeah.
Colorado State. I picked Colorado State probably because I weighed last week's game too much.
I don't think you're the only one that's going to do that.
No, but Colorado obviously had a breakout season last year. Definitely overdid their expectations, to say the least. Won 10 games. But, yeah, so defense was obviously the strength of their team last year, but they only returned 3 starters from their defensive unit.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's definitely going to be a step back from last year, and especially with the strength of Colorado State being their offense, I'm just expecting heated game, heated rivalry.
I agree with you on that one. I think this year the game's going to be awesome, and that's awesome to spark up this rivalry again. It's always been there, but Colorado's been a better team than Colorado State, or both have been shitty, and just the state of Colorado hasn't cared about football, which is unfortunate. I'm glad this rivalry is finally going to be good again. It's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree, though, and I think Colorado's going to win. I think
so that's our first disagreement.
Yeah, I think Colorado's going to be a good team. I know you said they lost a lot of their defense, but I think they're going to return enough to still be a good team. Do I think they'll win the conference? No. But I think they are much better than Oregon State. And I don't think they're going to allow Colorado State to do what they did to Oregon State. I think one of the main reasons Colorado State beat Oregon State so handily was the amount of forced turnovers they had. And Colorado will not allow those kind of turnovers. So I don't see it. I think Colorado is still going to beat them. And like I said, I'm not trying to take away from Colorado State. I think they're a great team. I think it's going to be a great game regardless. I just think Colorado is going to take it away. It's unfortunate that Colorado, when they're getting great again, Colorado's also good again. So I think both schools are great. I'm really excited about that game. That might be my favorite game of this whole week. So, yeah.
So luckily that's a Friday night game. But unfortunately, it's a Pac-12 network game.
Yes. That's insane that Pac-12 got that one. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Come on, ESPNU. I have your app on the Apple TV, and it's so simple. I don't have to try to, like, steal people's logins. I just wish everything was on ESPNU. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's move on.
Another, before we move on, one last thing. Another important dynamic about this game is that this game is going to be featuring two of the hottest, like, up-and-coming coaches. Well, maybe not up-and-coming, but definitely coaches that probably won't be there for too much longer. Mike Bobo from the state, and then yep. Mike McIntyre from Colorado.
You don't think he's going to stay in Colorado for very long?
I mean, not with the season he had last year.
How? Why wouldn't he stay in Colorado? Where else would he go?
Well, like I said, the season he had last year, he's coached at Ole Miss before, so I know that both of these coaches have had connections with the Ole Miss.
Okay. So they're on your short list.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, I don't disagree with you. I think they should be, but I don't know. I think he's got a pretty good spot at Colorado. Why mess that up? If you could have a chance at taking the Pack, why not? I agree with you with Bobo in Colorado State. I agree with you on that one. Any G5 school that starts to have a breakout year, their coach isn't staying. Unless you're Navy or BYU, if you count them. But, yeah, I totally agree with you. That is interesting. They're two really good coaches. So,
yeah, audition. All right, yeah, moving on. We'll just kind of run down the list. Boston College, Northern Illinois. Who'd you have there?
I had Boston College.
Same. You don't have to talk about that.
Okay.
so those are the two Friday games that we had.
Okay.
Moving on to Saturday.
Here we go.
On the Big Ten Network, we got Ball State at Illinois.
Ooh, that's a big one. Who'd you have?
Illinois.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Yeah, Ball State, just to briefly mention, I'm not saying Illinois is a great team by any means, but I don't think Ball State's the team they once were. So, you know, a few years ago, Ball State might have taken this, but no, it's just that's I'm not excited about that game. Sorry.
No, I had to put that on there.
Yeah, I love G5s playing P5s early on because I love the upset, but that one, eh.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next game we got Cal versus North Carolina. Probably the game I'm least excited about this whole list.
Really? Why is that?
It just doesn't do it. I don't know. It's Cal's going to be such a shitty team this year. North Carolina's who knows what they're going to be with that Mitch Trubisky. And right. Losing like 90% of their team. It just, especially week one, not knowing anything about these teams, I'm just, it's
you a think very Cal's boring. Gonna be shitty?
Yeah, I do not think they're gonna be good this year.
I mean, I see them like middle of the pack literally for the pack, but I don't know about shitty.
I think it's gonna be down here for the Pac-12 anyway, so I think this is
interesting. You think so? With Washington?
Well, no, definitely Washington, USC, and Stanford are going to be the top, but...
But that's not a down year. Adding one more team for the Pack, I think, is not a down year. Usually it's like two teams in the Pack.
But what team are you adding?
Washington. When's the last time they were really good? And I think they're going to be...
Washington went to the playoffs last year.
Okay. Yeah, last year. I'm just saying, like, now that they're good again, I just think it's good for the Pack.
I think after Washington, Stanford, and USC, you have Washington State's going to be a top 25 team.
Right.
And then Oregon is going to be maybe a 7-1 team. Like, it's just not going to be...
I guess Oregon as a down year does hurt the Pack. I agree with you on that. Anytime Oregon has a down year, it really does negatively
affect the Pack. And honestly, I don't see more than 5 wins on Cal's schedule.
Interesting.
And then I guess UCLA would probably be the next team, but I don't want to get into like the hierarchy of...
Well, we're going to talk about UCLA...
Also, do you want to talk about the Cal UNC game?
Nah, I don't have much to say. I just wanted to hear your take on it.
I just think it's gonna be a boring game. This is probably my least excited game of this entire list, maybe except for one or two.
Well,
especially between two Pac-12 or between two Power Five teams, I would expect a lot more. But maybe this is just my cynicism. But I did pick North Carolina in this one.
Okay, so did I.
Okay, next game is South Carolina, NC State. This
pick?
Is a neutral site game in Charlotte.
I'm going to guess we Eastern. Both picked the same because I know who you're going to pick, and that's who I also picked. But let's hear it.
Yeah, I got NC State. But the more I think about it, I mean, I would not be surprised at all if South Carolina won. I think North Carolina State's built up quite a big reputation this offseason.
I don't see South Carolina winning this game.
Why? They have that young quarterback Jake Bentley, who everybody's been hyping up.
Yeah, but I don't think if they are gonna even compete. Well, I guess they've been talked about competing, I guess, in the SEC East. But if they're not really gonna compete for the SEC East title, I don't think they're gonna take down NC State. Because if NC State was in the other division in the ACC, they would be, you know, presumably they will be playing for the conference championship.
Well, yeah, them and Virginia Tech probably.
Right. Yep.
But I mean, NC State, everybody's talked about it before, how deep their front seven is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
are we just buying into the preseason hype that we don't know enough about?
No, they were one of the best defensive front sevens last year, and they return everybody.
Right. I agree with that, but
definitely their defense is going to be badass. But their safeties and their corners, they didn't return like anybody. Like it's going to be.
That's what I'm saying. So they are hyped up a lot over this preseason. Are we just kind of taking that on the surface and not really doing enough research on State to like really?
No, I mean I've seen this team enough. They were
right. That's why I'm asking you. You know them.
Their defense carried them through the season last year,
which is great to have in the ACC.
They got a really fortunate win against Notre Dame when the when
hurricane?
It was a little hurricane.
Hurricane Matthew.
Exactly. Their offense. They've just
we'll
got
talk
a,
about
like,
hurricanes
very,
later, by the way.
They've got a really safe, efficient quarterback in Ryan Finley, who used to be a starter at Boise State or was contending for the start position at Boise State. And then they're
Boise State reject, okay.
He got kicked out for something.
Ooh, that's actually cool. I like him now.
But then they have some playmakers, and their offensive line is pretty young. But, no, I could definitely – I mean, they're going to be, you know, 7-8 season
two. I just want to make sure that I'm picking them for the right reasons. I want to hear it from you. So,
The only concern is South Carolina is Jake Bentley. If he's for real, like he showed in a few games last season, then you know he could torch the NC State DBs, and that would not bode well. But maybe that's just the hype from South Carolina.
Right, I think that's just like a South Carolina hype.
And I'm sure South Carolina's gonna have a good D. So, who knows? This could be just a low scoring game, and then anything could happen to that.
I think you're closer on that one. I think they'll have a good D because they're in the SEC, and anybody plays an SEC team, they have to expect a good defense.
Yeah, the best athletes.
Yeah, okay, so like you said, NC State's returning a really good D-line, so yeah, it's probably just going to be a defensive game. So, okay, we both got NC State.
All right, well, we weren't supposed to talk about any of the games, so move on to...
Hey, that's fine. That's this whole episode is talking about Week 1 games, so if we want to stop and talk about one, I think there's nothing wrong with that. It's good.
So we'll move on to the afternoon ABC matchup of Michigan and Florida. This is probably prime time of naps. Neutral site game, Michigan's 4-point favorite. Who you got in this one?
So this one, honestly, I did research on every single one of these games. I didn't just draw them out of the hat like you like to do. This one was tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
The Colorado State Colorado one was pretty tough. This one was the toughest one, I have to mm-hmm. admit. I picked Florida, but it was a toss up.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you pick?
I picked Florida as well.
Okay, why'd you pick Florida? Maybe you can convince me one way or the other.
This is probably the one game out of this list where the team that I picked, I would not be shocked if the other team won. I guess I could probably say that about all these games, but this is the biggest toss up of the entire list, I'd say, because we just don't know what to expect from these teams. We know that Michigan's returning Wilton Spate, and we know who he is, but they're losing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be the first year with Harbaugh's, you know, complete team of players that he recruited. So it should be very talented.
I think. Well, that's the thing. Everybody loves Harbaugh, and I'm not saying I don't love him. I think he's a great coach. But do you think maybe Michigan's getting quite a bit of hype just based on their head coach?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, that's the point of preseason polls. It's just who's hyped the most.
Right. So that was why I picked Florida. I'm not going to lie, because I know Florida can be a pretty good team, and I was just so unsure about Michigan and the fact that it's like Harbaugh's first class coming in. I don't know enough about him yet.
Mm, and there's games when Michigan came up against a talented defense, their offense couldn't do anything.
Exactly.
And Florida's defense is going to be that legit.
Right. They're going to have a really good defense, and that's why.
But obviously the same could be said for Florida. Florida's offense has been one of the most – or least reliable offenses,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Particularly in a Power 5 school in the last few years.
Yeah, trust me.
Even under McElwain, which was unexpected, but...
Trust me, I did not pick Florida for their offense. I literally picked them because I was unsure about Harbaugh and, you know, how he's going to be with his class now, and I know Florida has a good defense. That was the only reason, because I'm sure about one of those two things.
Mm-hmm. no, both defenses are going to be very stout, and especially week one when the offense is still trying to, like, get figured out, this is going to be a real low-scoring game.
Yeah, I agree. That's sad. We just talked about two low-scoring games back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
That's never fun in week one.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be like a 18-14 game. I don't know.
Yeah. There'll be some good. Are there going to be good high-scoring games now that I'm looking at it? Yeah, there'll be a few. All
right, yeah, okay. We'll go through those. So we both have Florida.
Okay, we both have Florida. Continuing.
All right, next game up, Troy, Boise State. You want to talk about this one?
I do. I have a lot to talk about on this one.
Oh, well.
Who did you pick?
For it. I don't.
No, who
did
you pick?
I picked Boise State.
Do you have a reason why?
Yeah, but honestly, the more I read about it, I'm kind of regretting that pick.
Yeah, I think you are too. Because Boise State, in my opinion, was lucky to have a record that they had last year. I don't think they're a great team. And I don't think they're going to be a great team this year. They lost their top wide receiver. They lost their top running back. I guess my biggest concern for picking Troy would be how far away the game is for them. And it's a tough environment. That was honestly where I was like, yeah, that could affect them. Because they're not a big-time, you know, P5 program that is used to handling an intense environment like Boise State can produce. And it's so far. I mean, look what it did to Hawaii going to UMass. But yeah, back to my point about how I think Boise State's not going to be that good this year. Have you looked at the record? I think
from last year?
No, or not their record, their schedule for this year.
Boise State?
Yes, because they honestly could start off this season with four or five losses in a row.
Read it to me.
Yeah, they start with Troy, then they play Washington State, BYU, San Diego, and then Wyoming.
Wow, that's a rough slate.
That is insane. And if they start with a loss to Troy, which I think they will, I could see them losing every single one of those games in a row. Wyoming, they might win. I don't know. Wyoming has yet to prove their hype, but I don't think they're going to beat Washington State. I don't think they're going to beat BYU. I don't think they're going to beat San Diego. So I think every year people give Boise State the benefit of the doubt, and I usually will too. But Troy is going to be a really good team this year. So I'm going to give it to Troy. And on top of that, if you look at the Troy schedule this year, other than this game, their first game, and LSU September 30th, obviously in Baton Rouge, Troy has a completely cupcake schedule. They don't even have to play App State. I mean, they're going to burn through the rest of their... They could go... You know, they'll lose to LSU, obviously. But if they win this game, they'll have one loss going into their... You know, conference championship game against App State.
Yeah, and I don't understand why Boise State's favored so much. I mean,
I don't either.
Maybe I'm missing something.
I have done a lot of research and looked up this matchup, and I don't get it.
Troy's returning their quarterback, their running back, and all their receivers.
Yeah, Troy's returning all their talent. They're going to be a really, really good team. Boise State lost their top wide receiver, their top running back. They lost a lot of their top talent, and so, they weren't a good team last year. And their quarterback last year, who they're returning, is only, what, a junior this year? I mean, he's not like some returning senior that's amazing. He's pretty good, but I'm not going to put the faith into him being some great, you know, saving their program. Maybe his senior year, but I just don't see it. I don't understand why Boise State at least is picked to win this
interesting
game.
Well, I'll just irrationally stick with my Boise State pick because that's just what my heart
stats guy. Feels like. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I did a lot of research on a lot of these games, and that one was one of the ones where I was like, what's going on here? And kind of like you said, is there something I'm missing? Because I don't know. It's like I'm crazy or something. From what I could read, and I can do that, I think Troy's going to win it. I just don't see.
Yeah, I guess in these scenarios, I usually just see what Vegas says, and I'm like, they know more than I do. If Boise State's an 11-point favorite, then I'm missing something.
Right, and that's what's concerning. Because I feel like my research is pretty good, and when it doesn't match up with Vegas, it's concerning. So I understand if you want to get with Boise State because of Vegas. I mean, if I was putting down money, I might too, because it's just, I don't understand it. And I'm hoping that I'm proven right after this weekend. And if I'm not, then I'm like, you know, fuck it. I obviously didn't see something that they did, and Boise State will be better than I expected. Okay,
so you got Troy, you got Boise State. That's going to be a fun one to keep up with. It's
That's another one of the games that I'm really excited for.
It's going to be good. Two non-Power 5 schools, probably some of the top non-Power 5 schools.
Yeah. No, it's going to be good. It's kind of like the FCS teams that are playing. I know we didn't talk about Chattanooga and Jacksonville State, but they played. This weekend was supposed to be Sam Houston-Richmond. That's another cool matchup. Granted, they had to postpone it because it was in Huntsville, Texas. So, yeah. Anyway, I love when these, you know, smaller programs get to play each other, like the powerhouse ones play each other early on.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Okay, what do we got next?
From there, we got Kentucky at Southern Miss.
Who do you got?
I went with Kentucky. I can't choose Southern Miss over an SEC school. It's just not this year. I think they're losing too much.
I agree. And
Kentucky is just going to be same as they were last year.
No, I think Kentucky will be pretty good this year. I agree. I picked Kentucky, and I think Kentucky might be a little bit better than people are talking about them being. And like you said, I don't think Southern Miss is going to be that great. So I don't even know why this one was on it. I think Kentucky's just going to run away with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on from there, we got App State, Georgia.
All right, who'd you pick?
I went with Georgia. Once again, I just can't. I can't root against the SEC schools.
That's my upset alert. I called this one a few weeks ago. If you may or may not remember, I said it. App State upset alert, week one. I know they're a week one upset team because they did it one time 10 years ago and almost did it last year. So now they're just the perennial G5 upset team. Right, Jay?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I chose App State. Call me fucking crazy. I don't care. I'm choosing it. I'm doing it. I'm going to be the one crazy asshole that does it. And when I'm wrong, so what? When I'm right, remember this. It's an early game for UGA. And, you know, if they're not prepared and they're still kind of like shaking off their, you know, week one jitters, App State could definitely take advantage of that and set a tone early. As long as they create an up-tempo, you know, atmosphere early on in the game with their running game and surprise the UGA defense, I mean, I think they could pull it off. I know it's a stretch, but I think they could pull it off. They just have to kind of come out really strong really quickly and take control of the pace. I think I know for a fact their defense is amazing. Their defense is coming back and they're going to be really, really good. They're returning
everybody. Yeah, their defense is legit. That's definitely the strength of their team.
Right, they're returning everybody. And if Chubb doesn't perform like everybody thinks he will, then, you know, their defense could keep them in the game. I know they got embarrassed by Miami, right, at the end of last season.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
Right, but you know what? They still ran for 144 yards. So I think if they're going to have their running game, they're going to have their defense. The only concern is the UGA's got a good defense. There's no doubt about it. But if App State can, you know, surprise them and keep an up-tempo pace early on to keep them in the game, if they're only a touchdown or two away, you know, come fourth quarter, they could upset them. I mean, they've proven that a tough environment, like an SEC East environment, won't, you know, shake them because they're returning a lot of these guys that played last year in Knoxville. And so I don't think playing, you know, UGA is really – playing in Athens is really going to mess with them too much. I don't think that's going to be one of the issues. So that's my upset alert right there, App State.
All right. Well, you already heard mine.
Yep. Just the boring Georgia. Yeah, I don't have faith in Georgia ever. I haven't had faith in Georgia since like the mid-2000s.
All right, next game.
All right, what do you got?
Miami of Ohio at Marshall.
Yeah, you need to specify
this. Let's just...
Because when I first read it, I was like, Miami? Oh my God, like who are they playing? No, Miami versus Marshall of Ohio.
You have anything on those?
No, I picked Marshall just because I think Miami of Ohio is not that great and Marshall might actually be pretty competitive this year.
Yeah, I went with Miami.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like I said, I just chose Marshall because I think they'll be competitive this year, and I think Miami of Ohio's, they're done. I don't think they're going to be that good this year. Moving on, who do you got?
UMass, Coastal Carolina.
All right, who'd you choose?
Coastal.
Damn it. I'm surprised that I thought you would choose UMass because they had a good showing against Hawaii.
No. I probably think less of them after that game.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Coastal. I think it's a perfect opportunity for Coastal to prove that they belong as a, you know, D1 program. So beating up on the worst D1 program. Yeah, I love it. I love that a new program is playing the worst program. That's perfect. Moving on.
Vandy at MTSU, another SEC versus non-Power 5 matchup.
Yep. I'm guessing you chose SEC once again.
This one I was probably closer on, but yeah, I went with Vandy.
Okay, this one I agree
Ralph
with.
I just can't bet against Ralph Webb.
Yep, this one I agree with. Vandy's, I think they're pretty good. I chose Vandy also. Moving on, the big one.
Are you talking about BYU-LSU? Florida State-Alabama, obviously.
Yep. Okay. Did you want to talk about this, or has it already just kind of been done?
Yeah, I mean, this has been beaten into the ground for the last 6 months. Okay. But went with Bammer.
Yep, I chose Alabama, too. I think, yes, of course, it's going to be a good game, but I think Alabama's just the better team. And I don't know. I guess I would have said that going into the national championship. No, actually, no. That's not true. I bet on Clemson. So, no, I'm choosing Bama.
All right. BYU-LSU, expecting an upset here?
I'm not. And I know I talked about them as a game to watch, and I think it still could be. They had to reschedule and put it in back in Louisiana because, obviously, it was set in Houston. Obviously, the hurricane would not allow that. So, unfortunately for BYU, now it's in Louisiana, as if Houston, Texas wasn't close enough to Louisiana, you know, an hour and a half away. It's back in Louisiana. So, yeah. No, I'm choosing LSU. There's no.
Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to win by a good bit.
I mean, I wouldn't say a good bit. I think BYU has a chance to stay in it, but I think they're going to win, you know.
Nah, Darius guys is going to run.
We'll
up
see.
And down the field.
We'll see. I don't agree necessarily with that, but I will agree that LSU will win.
All right, and then that finishes up the Saturday slate. We have two games on Sunday. This is a pretty cool matchup, West Virginia versus Virginia Tech.
I don't think it's cool at all.
You don't think it's competitive, or you don't think it's cool?
I don't think it's going to be competitive.
Okay,
I think it's okay. That's true. Yeah, I guess for like future rivalry and stuff and rebuilding an old rivalry, yes, that is cool. Do I wish West Virginia was in the ACC? Absolutely. But do I think it's one of the most overhyped games for week one? 120%. There was, I forgot who it was, some college sports account or some website that ranked the top five week one games to watch. They had this at number one.
Interesting.
I think it's absurd. I think West Virginia is overranked, and I understand you have to rank them because of the great season they had last year, but they're returning practically no one. And Virginia Tech is a pretty good team, but a pretty good team in the Coastal, I mean, what does that mean? What are they going to do this year?
Well, I think they'll probably win 8 or 9 games, at least. Probably more.
Yeah, in the Coastal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, that's like being a good SEC East team 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean much to me. So do I think having them, you know, play as a rivalry game is cool? Absolutely. And I'd love to see it more. But this year, do I think it's overhyped? Yes. Yes, I do. I don't think either one of these teams are going to do much. Virginia Tech, they'll probably go to a pretty good bowl game. And maybe they are as good as people are saying they are. But West Virginia, I just don't think. It's a rebuilding year. Don't hype them up so much.
I think Virginia Tech's a top 20 team, legit.
We'll see.
I don't like how this is a neutral site game. They're playing in FedEx.
We're in
DC.
I mean, that's honestly, that is a pretty good spot for them to play though, because it's close to both.
Yeah, but I'd rather. I mean, those are two of the coolest home venues.
Yeah,
in the country.
I agree. They should switch off. They should just do a home.
I feel like they should
year.
Do a home and home.
Yep. I agree.
But,
I totally agree.
But unfortunately,
and I think
they're playing in a stupid NFL stadium.
God damn it, I hate NFL stadiums. But I do agree with you. I think it is a cool rivalry game that they're starting up. I just think this year, this matchup is way overhyped. Mostly because of West Virginia. I don't want to take too much away from Virginia Tech. Like you said, they will be a good team. But they are a Coastal team. West Virginia is rebuilding. Just remember
those. So I'm assuming we both picked Virginia Tech.
Absolutely. I picked Virginia Tech. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, only time will tell. Maybe we were just all wrong on West Virginia, and they're actually going to be back.
Yeah, maybe all of their Twitter followers were right, the ones that were attacking me on Twitter for
I didn't realize how rabid their Twitter fan base was.
All I said was that this game should not be the number one. I said it might be a good game, and then I said I was being very polite. I was like, I don't hate West Virginia. It's just a rebuilding season. Don't expect too much, you know? Just be okay with rebuilding your program. Last year, y'all did amazing. Like, I really don't hate y'all in any way. I would like to see West Virginia do good again. But it's a rebuilding year. Don't, you know, expect to win that many games. And their Twitter account just went off on me. They were like, rebuilding? What are you talking about? And just, it was insane. I got attacked by so many people out of nowhere. It was wild.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know West Virginia had working Wi-Fi. So, I mean, good for the state. Good for the state. They actually have advanced a little bit. They have the internet now. So, yeah.
Thank God for Al Gore.
Hey, everybody in West Virginia, I know you're big Gore fans, so you're welcome. All right, so that's that for that game. Moving on.
The other Friday or the other Sunday game is Texas A&M at UCLA. I'm actually kind of – this game's one of the more intriguing for me.
And why is that?
Just because it's two coaches that are on the hot seat. I don't think they're going to be making any changes after week one, but it's definitely going to be a start to a season that they're on the hot seat. So a win week one would do huge things for, you know, the season ahead.
I agree with you on that, 100%.
And that's pretty much the only storyline.
Like, which guy's going to get fired? Which one of these coaches is getting fired this season?
Yeah, yeah. And
it could be both.
A lot of that could be chosen based on this.
Yeah, it could be both, and honestly, it might end up being both. But who'd you pick?
And then A&M is losing Trevor Knight, obviously.
Right, that's the big one.
I'm picking UCLA. I think UCLA is actually going to be a pretty competitive Pac-12 team this year.
I think so too, and I think the biggest reason I chose them is because they have a quarterback and A&M doesn't.
Yeah, well, and their defense, I think, is going to surprise a lot of people.
You think?
Yeah, I think UCLA's defense is actually been pretty stout, but I guess we'll find out. Texas A&M's got that pretty fast-paced, high-power offense. Even without Trevor Knight, I feel like they should still be able to put up some points. I guess that depends on the quarterback that they play.
Right. It wasn't a takeaway for me. I wasn't like a definitely UCLA. I don't know.
I just can't see A&M beating UCLA for the reasons I've already listed. Their defense is going to be good. They're trying to break in a new quarterback. A&M is, and then Josh Rosen's back. Like, right. I feel like we can't just gloss over that fact.
I think that's the biggest thing. Like I said, A&M, who is their quarterback? UCLA, they have a top NFL draft pick as their quarterback. That's what I'm going with right there. I don't think either team's amazing by any means. I agree with you. I think after this loss, Sumlin's going to be on the real hot seat if he isn't already.
So. Yeah, he'll probably jump up to number one. Yeah, he might already be at number one, but he'll probably hop up to number one on that hot seat board.
Yeah, because what's been keeping him alive in his job so far is they'll win their first like five or six games each season just right off the bat and get ranked and give their program hope. And then when they get into the SEC West, they start losing. But they're like, well, we did have a winning record because they won their first like six games. So I think losing your first game, something that usually saves Sumlin, that's actually going to like really backfire on him when he finally loses his game one. Because they only beat them in overtime last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
I think if last year was a sign of this year, it's going to be a competitive game.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
I don't expect it to be.
But. No, I think A&M actually had a decent quarterback last year. And well, Josh Rosen, he played that game, didn't he?
Yeah, I do believe so.
Yeah, so, yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, UCLA.
And then finally, we have that Monday night game.
Hell yeah.
Tennessee, Georgia Tech.
Yeah. What you got? Monday night football. Who needs NFL? And I know who you're going to take. I know you're taking an SEC team, but I'm taking Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I always feel weird about picking Georgia Tech games, especially week one. Like, I have no clue what they're going to be.
Exactly. That's why I picked them.
After they came off that 11-win season 2 years ago, or maybe it was 3 years ago, then they went like 3-9 or something. And so they're breaking in a new quarterback. I know that probably doesn't matter as much under Paul Johnson in the Georgia Tech system. But
right, it week doesn't.
One, I'm just going to go with the team with more talent on the field.
I'm not.
And that's
I'm not doing it.
And for that reason, I'm choosing Tennessee. They got better athletes.
I agree. And normally, if it's not a week one game, I'm going with the team that with the better athletes. But it's a week one game, I'm going with the team that can surprise you. That's why I picked App State over UGA. I'm going with the team that's going to mix it up a little bit, and they might surprise you with something. Something that the athletes weren't ready for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Tennessee also, I think they might be a little overhyped. And nothing against Tennessee, but I don't think they're the best team in the SEC East.
No, I definitely don't think that.
I'd love for them to be. I'm not saying I don't want Tennessee to be great again. I think that would be awesome. That's like in, 30 years when Alabama isn't competitive anymore and we're here talking about how we'd love to see Alabama actually win again, which feels weird. But if in the 90s you would have been like, man, I would love to see Tennessee be good again, that would have sounded just as fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is I'd love to see Tennessee be good again. I don't think they're there yet. So I'm choosing Georgia Tech. I think that Georgia Tech, they have good defensive backs. They have really good defensive backs. That could, disrupt their new QB that Tennessee has. I think Georgia Tech's option will fuck up their defense a little bit. So I'm picking Georgia Tech.
All right. Well, I can't wait to win this week.
I think Georgia Tech's going to force, at least two turnovers.
Bold prediction.
Yep. There you go. Yeah. No, it's going to be like the game changers. That's all I'm saying. I think their defensive backs are really going to mess with Tennessee's QB. So.
Yeah, because it's going to be his first starts.
Exactly. And they have a really good D-back. If their defensive line isn't as good, so if they utilize their run game, sure, they could beat them. But I don't care. I'm going with Georgia Tech. I'm mixing it up a little bit.
I feel like you're talking yourself out of it almost.
Yeah, I almost did there, but nope, I'm sticking with it. Sticking with my guns.
All right, well, that was the entire week.
That was week one. I hope everybody enjoyed week one. Jay, are you...
So if you want to know who's going to win each game, just listen to all my predictions. Like, that's
just simple. Just listen to all mine. So far, I'm 100% correct.
All right, well, unless we got anything else to talk about.
Yeah, Jay, are you going to any games? Any games this week?
I don't think so. I'm going to sit my ass right in front of the TV and just...
That's always a good choice.
Yeah.
I was planning on going to U of H versus UTSA in San Antonio. Obviously, that didn't happen because the issues with, if anybody knows the Houston program at all, a majority of our players are from inner city Houston. So, obviously, Harvey caused a lot of damage. I mean, destroyed a lot of these players' homes. So, they just had to cancel the game, which is the right move. Sucks because I really was excited to go to San Antonio and watch my team play again, but it's unfortunate. So I'm not going to that game. I was then like, okay, well, I want to support something Houston because of the hurricane. So I bought the $25 tickets to the Texans-Cowboys game. I know we just talked about last episode how we never go to NFL games because it's too expensive. They offer $25 tickets. All proceeds go back to Houston. I was like, fuck it. I'm doing this. Bought the tickets. Literally woke up the next morning. That game's canceled. Same reasons. So, yeah, I'm at a loss. I really wanted to go see some live football this weekend. I'm gonna see if I can get a media pass to Texas State and Houston Baptist.
Yeah, I feel like we've built up enough reputation as a podcast to be able to pull those kind of strings.
That's what I'm thinking. So I've been, asking around, asking some of my connects. I've been emailing some people. We're gonna see what I can do. If we can't get a media pass to arguably the worst D1 program playing a brand new FCS team, then I don't know. I don't know why we're doing this. HBU has had a football team for, I think, 2 or 3 years now, and then Texas State is the worst team. So, yeah, that's the plan. So everybody, keep looking out for that. Follow the Cheergate and Instagram account. If you don't, I'll be posting stuff, hopefully from the game, from the sideline, interviewing some people.
Oh, yeah. down on the field, some sideline access.
I'll be looking real classy if I get down there. I'll probably wear like a button down with a cheer grading t-shirt over it. Something mm-hmm. just ridiculous. That's good, yeah. A backwards hat or something. Yeah. Yep. So everybody keep looking out for that. Read our blog. It's actually pretty good. Just saying.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not bad. Buy our t-shirts. It's on TeePublic. That's the website. It's the links posted on our blog. So just go to the blog, find that. And we got some really sick t-shirts. If your team is in the Sun Belt, like Texas State, I have a Sun Belt shirt posted. It's great. So no excuse not to buy shit. Support us so we can like get an actual recording studio. And you don't have to hear my AC in the background.
All right. Well, what else you got?
I think that's it. I just want to, once again, give a huge shout out to the city of Houston. I love Houston. That's my city. And to all my friends that are stuck there, you know, sorry. I mean, I can't that's fucking do anything. Yeah, I can't. You know, I'm
sure you can help.
I'm texting them. That's pretty good. Yeah, I've been calling.
That's all I need.
Yeah, all my fraternity brothers that were like stuck on campus. Sorry.
Yeah, obviously it's a tragedy. So yeah,
it is a tragedy.
I did my part. I donated a few bucks.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, but like a few bucks is probably like 10% of my salary.
Yeah, that's true. And I made a t-shirt, a U of H t-shirt that's actually also posted on our website. You can fucking buy that shirt. And none of the proceeds go to saving like Houston, but it is a Houston shirt. So, I mean,
raising awareness. That's kind of sad that you took advantage of this tragedy to
I'm a businessman. I'm on entrepreneur.
Just make a shirt that's obviously your home or school.
You know, I think that's illegal too. I think actually I'm probably going to get a call from the feds. I think that's illegal because that's taking advantage of like raising prices and yeah, I'm pretty sure that's illegal. So thanks for calling me out. Somewhere. Thanks for calling me out, Jay. So yeah, just shout
not
out.
Not only am I the stats guy, I'm all the law guy.
You son of a bitch. Yeah, shout out to that. Everybody watch this weekend and watch how accurate I was. Watch App State upset UGA. Watch Georgia Tech run the shit out of the ball against Tennessee, and you'll know who to put your money on each week.
All right, we'll check back in next week.
Yeah, we'll check back in, and like I said, check the blog because Jay's going to post everything.
All right, sounds good.
All right, see you later.
See ya.
Peace.